Howdy, folks. Welcome to Real Geeks, the single most cursed episode we've ever tried to film. And if you've seen our Infinity War review, that's saying something. Now, this is the review that we were actually supposed to do last week as Glass. And obviously that didn't happen, because number one, I got booked for work stuff the entire weekend.
But work is a good thing. It pays your bills.
After that, we lost and then regained the studio booking.
Did you find out the why?
No. Okay. It was yeah, due to unforeseen circumstances, we have to cancel your reservation. Day later. Oh, things are back to normal. We put you back at your original time.
Okay.
Which doesn't make a lick of sense, but man, do I not care. And then, as you can see, we've lost Trevor again.
For good reason, though. I mean, you know, the whole new dad, new family, baby.
Oh yeah.
Brain.
Oh no, yeah. It's a good reason, and yeah. It's basically the same reason that he has missed every review he's not been on. Because every review that he has missed has been either a scheduling issue where he forgot we were recording. Yeah, that's why I had to suffer through Jurassic World solo. Or the baby.
The baby.
And this time, it's both. Which makes this even more hilarious because we're going to our Plan B film, the one Trevor was desperate to do.
And Trevor's not here.
The Kid Who Would Be King. Of course, last year, I believe it was, we already had a King Arthur film, which... Woof. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
I'm going to have to start doing your guys' backlog and watching the movies that you did reviews on just because...
Go!
Okay, so take two, because apparently me referencing our Avengers Infinity War review was not a good idea. Because we had to retake most of that one at my parents' place when, unbeknownst to us, the camera app on my phone shut down and we lost everything. Guess what happened again?
But thankfully this time it was caught sooner.
Exactly.
Like, it was caught, period.
Yeah.
So
this is salvageable. Now, we're going to skip the 5-minute rant that I went on about the joys of King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. If you really want to know, go back to the B-roll that I put together about why I enjoy doing film reviews, where you'll get most of my love of that movie. And that's also acknowledging the simple fact, it is not good!
You really do have a penchant for bad movies.
Oh yes. Bad movies with a heart just make me happy.
No, you just have a penchant for bad movies.
Oh no. Because there are the bad movies like King Arthur Legend of the Sword that are hilariously and joyfully bad. And then there are movies like Gem and the Holograms, which is the single laziest, most obvious corporate shill of a film I have ever seen that had no heart whatsoever.
But tell us what you really think.
Oh, that could be an entire B-roll in and of itself, because that movie pisses me off to no end.
Mental note. Don't watch Jim and the Holograms, okay?
Yeah, it's awful. So, back to the movie we were actually talking about. This version of King Arthur is basically, if you're between the ages of about, I'd say maybe 10 to 14 years old, give or take, this version is for you. This version focuses on a boy named Alexander, for once not named Arthur, thank God, and his nerdy best friend, Betters, who, as I said in the original cut, has the record for the fastest encounter with a bully ever encountered on screen. What boy is that boy targeted?
Hey, Alex, where are you? They're after me. Alex! So he hadn't even, like, shown up in the movie yet, and he's already been bullied by the kids.
And this is the same movie that introduces England itself with less subtlety than a Zack Snyder DC film. And if you want to talk doom and gloom, go watch Man of Steel. Yeah. Yeah, I said it. Deal with it. Now, that said, we do get a summary of the King Arthur legend that, no, we're not going to bother with, because, as we said in the lost footage, if you don't know that story by now, I ain't got time to help you. And that's editing I don't feel like doing. But we get a lovely animated sequence that gives you all the backstory that you need, narrated rather well by Patrick Stewart. And I mean, it's Patrick Stewart, so of course it is.
Yeah, and it does gloss over. I mean, it touches on Uther and Arthur and Morgana and the relationship and all that stuff. And sums up years in just a couple of minutes, if that.
It's everything you need to know, nice and quick, without beating you all over the head with it. Alexander and Betters, I'm gonna guess and say middle school. Because it's either middle school or junior high school.
They're 12 years old, so it would be high school.
Yeah.
They're in the same school with the 16-year-old bullies that are plaguing their existence.
Because, again, you would think 16-year-olds have better things to do, but...
No.
But then, eventually, Merlin shows up.
That was interesting. I was telling my daughter about it this morning. Like, this tall, naked beanpole comes out of Stonehenge. And I enjoyed his interaction with the shopkeep. That was cute.
The only real issue that I had with him is when I first saw him in the trailer, I thought it was Jordan Guevara from Orphan Black. Because he does kind of look like him. And I was like... Hey, cool, Felix has gotten more work. Excellent. And then went to IMDb, discovered it wasn't him, and... Oh.
So you were disappointed is what you were saying?
Yeah, I was hoping it was him, but it was actually Angus Emery. I have no idea who that is.
Basically, the BBC is bringing some new blood in, so it's not the usual 10 actors that everyone's familiar with on the BBC.
Yeah, and...
With the exception of Patrick Stewart.
And actually Morgana as well. Rebecca Ferguson. Predominantly the last couple Mission Impossible films.
Oh, I don't watch
those. Fair enough. Yeah, in all honesty, when it comes to about 90% of the cast of this film, we're gonna be going, I have no idea who that is.
Which was kind of nice.
Yeah.
It was a little weird, but it was kind of nice.
And like, overall, it's basically... I think probably the best way I could put this film in general was a BBC-produced film that they managed to get a couple of big names to come in on a few weekends and shoot.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, Rebecca Ferguson has specifically said that she was filming Mission Impossible Fallout during the week and then did this movie on the weekends.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And I know that Patrick Stewart had recently gone home for a visit. That was one of the reasons why they couldn't keep Ginger, the pit bull.
This thing, the weird thing here, this thing looks like it has a lower budget than it actually does.
The CGI was subtle, but it wasn't overwhelming.
No.
And it wasn't smack you in the face obvious, it wasn't tacky, and it wasn't overdone. I loved the subtlety of it.
So, oh yeah.
And I mean, they used neighborhood buildings, they didn't use studios that I know of, and I liked it.
I'm not specifically complaining, but at the same time, there are points where it was noticeable.
Yeah.
Like, it was on the one hand, there would be plot points where every night over the course of this film, these undead zombie fire knights, whose name I have completely blanked on, but zombie fire knights just sounds cooler.
Something Maleficus? Anyway, they're the fallen soldiers that fought for Morgana, as far as I understood it.
Basically, you remember Hela's cannon fodder soldiers in Thor Ragnarok? Think those, but British mythology instead. And they worked in this plot point where all the adults disappear every time when these knights start to arrive. Mm-hmm. And it was like, y'all probably put that in because you didn't have the money to pay for extras.
And it wasn't just the adults that disappeared, it was anyone that wasn't knighted. So, Alexander saw them because he had the sword. jokingly he went and knighted Better. It's like, oh, I have a sword. I'm going to be Arthur from the Legends. I'm going to knight my best friend. So just by happenstance, that happened before they found out that it was actually something that needed to be done.
And I honestly, I respect the film for doing that. Because I liked that they went, okay, we don't have the money to do this. How do we work that into the story? Instead of what a lot of other films would do, which is just ignore that. And then it gets noticeable and kind of annoying. But on the other hand, there are points where... Ooh, that green screen is noticeable!
I didn't notice it. Where did you see it?
There were points, especially with some of the extreme close-ups, where the shot is just a character's head.
Okay.
Where it looked in front of a green screen.
Which, that might be where I was catching like the spacey bits.
Yeah, probably. But like, stuff like that jumped out to me because it was like, I don't know why you need a green screen here at all when we've already seen location shots. And those close-ups was like, I'm not sure quite why you needed to do that.
Yeah, it was a bit of a distraction.
Yeah. Which, again, could have been a low-budget thing. And then out of curiosity, I decided to try and find out what the budget actually was. $60 million.
How much of that was Sir Patrick Stewart's salary?
That is a damn valid question, because from what I saw on that screen, clearly they paid a lot to that man. Because that, it did not look like a $60 million movie.
No, it did not. I can see a chunk of that difference being his salary.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And as much as he's not in there that much, they clearly could not afford to get him that often. Okay, number one, he is still clearly having a damn good time when he's on screen.
He is, and I mean, that's the whole point of acting, is to have fun. And Patrick Stewart, you can tell when he is having fun.
And well, the thing that actually probably cracked me up more than that, they had to put makeup on him to age him, which in and of itself is kind of amazing.
He's a fine wine. That man has aged wonderfully. I mean, he still looks almost the same as when Star Trek Next Generation started.
Oh, I remember watching Encounter at Farpoint when it first aired, when I was 7 years old. He does not look any different.
A little bit around the jowls.
I'm not sure how and much I of mean, that is prosthetic,
it's,
though.
It's hard to tell because the man, like, the hair, it's been that widow's peak for how long now? So.
long enough that they glued a lot of hair on that head.
Yep. They did, because it was all, it was like Bedhead. It was cute. It was endearing. It was hilarious, because it personified the character he was playing perfectly.
Rebecca Ferguson as Morgana was probably where most of the CG went.
Definitely her underworld scenes. Yeah. Which, well, anything she was in. Any scene she was in was all done.
Yeah. And I think the downside with her was when we first see her, a lot of her movements invoke the Enchantress from Suicide Squad? Not really.
Good comparison.
That's really what you want to be reminding people of.
No, but it's a good comparison. Now, to be fair, she's been underground, entombed for millennia? At
least, oh, yeah.
I mean, it depends on how long. But you don't do a lot of movement when you're a part of a tree.
No, that's true. And again, it comes back to the one thing I'm going to probably keep saying about this film over and over. It's charming enough and has enough heart that a lot of these moments come up and I was in the theater going, yeah, all right, I will go with this. It has a lot of problems visually, but there's enough heart in that script that who the hell cares? It's overall, again, we are not the target audience for this film by any stretch of the imagination.
Not. I mean, it's your typical children and small people can battle evil and succeed and win. So that's the whole idea of the story. They have how many students? Like, they probably got a whole school's worth just for that end scene. But there were a lot of places where, and I was telling Kira about it this morning, I felt the storyline was flat.
Yeah.
They could have done a lot more with it. I mean, yes, you're working with 12-year-olds who might not have a lot of acting experience, but a good director can still bring out of them good acting.
The director of this film is Joe Cornish. Here's what he is known for. Attack the Block, which actually was quite a good little movie, and is apparently the only movie, according to IMDb, that he has directed before this. Which, bit of a surprise, because I think in terms of what was filmed, he doesn't necessarily do a half-bad job.
So we have inexperienced actors, an inexperienced director compared to what we're used to.
Yeah.
That said, then that kind of raises my movie expectation. It turned out better than I anticipated. It was a cute movie. And
oh,
you're
yeah.
right, we're not the target audience.
Cinematically, it's not good. As we've said, there are problems. I've seen people online who have said that they could have probably cut about 15 minutes out of this movie, which, give or take, I thought about it, it's like, yeah, that sounds about right, because there's things like the first battle with Morgana that, whoo, that was anticlimactic.
And you're like, okay, so he's killed Morgana, yay, end of quest, and then it just kind of flattened out after
yeah.
that.
Oh, it felt like they went, oh wait, we kind of have a little more movie we need to do.
Yep, that's pretty much what it was. It was literally, we've had, you know, we've done this, we've accomplished our quest. We wake up the next morning and things are still cool, and what do you mean it didn't take? Because literally they had, what, 15, 20 minutes of movie to fill.
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah.
Also kind of related to that problem is the fact that it also has to be noted, this is the first movie where I've ever heard the word chivalric used in a sentence. Yes, I know what it means, but I have never heard that word. I have never heard the phrase chivalric code before.
Should have been code of chivalry. And to be fair, I mean, that 16-year-old
yeah.
Merlin should have known better.
You would think. But again, sure, why not?
Yeah.
For those of us who are Doctor Who fans, we had a nice little appearance. The school principal.
Okay, I did recognize her, I just didn't know from where.
Think back to the Series 4 episode Turn Left, as well as the 10th Doctor special Planet of the Dead.
Okay.
That was
Captain Arisa Magamba. Thank you for this.
Damn, you're right.
And there are moments in this movie where that captain came out.
Yeah. Like I said, I recognized her. And I'm sitting there going, why do I mean, I didn't expect to know anyone else other than Patrick Stewart. So, yeah. That, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I've,
Now that you've mentioned it, I can totally see her in her uniform.
So, with that said, I think we can just go right into ratings, really. Unless you've got anything else you wanted to bring up.
Not necessarily to bring up, it's just there's a lot, the script needed work. The script could have had a lot of work done to it. Other than that, I thought it was a nice movie, but not one that I would add to my DVD collection. And that's how I rate movies, basically. You know, was this on par with adding it to my Avengers, to my Doctor Who, to anything? Or does this go into, yeah, I might want to watch it again in 5 years when I'm bored and there's
yeah.
nothing else to watch. So, yeah, it was kind of solid break.
I think I'm more or less about there with you. This, in general, cinematically, it's a 2 because there's, like we said, there's a lot of problems in terms of the CG, the camera work, and so forth. But there's a fair bit that you can let slide. That said, if you're the right audience, so if you're taking your preteen kid to the movies, then I would say yes, this would be a good one to check out.
Yeah, they're not as picky and jaded as adults.
No.
So,
it's very Goonies-esque.
Oh, Goonies was better.
Oh, well, yeah. Like, obviously Goonies was a better film.
And I've just realized my kids haven't seen Goonies.
Oh, clearly you have work to do.
I do. I failed as a parent.
If you are a fan of Goonies or that type of film, there's just enough here that, like I said, cinematically from a more techno standpoint, it's a 2. If you're the right audience, if you're in the right frame of mind to see this, then I would put it up to a 3. I'm not sure this should have gone theatrical. I think this should have gone to Netflix. Or video on demand.
I don't know. I can see it doing okay. It would have done better if they brought it out, say, March break.
Yeah, I could see that. I am almost worried about this movie because January is generally such a dumping ground.
Yep.
That it's good enough that I think it should have gotten a better release date. It's not so bad that it should have just been thrown out in January. So it's in this weird middle point of... I've heard critics say about Robin Hood. It's not good, but it's so charming you can't hate it.
I assume you mean the last Robin
Hood? Oh, yeah.
This is better than the Robin Hood movie.
It is. I mean, I rated Robin Hood higher, but there's a real big caveat on that.
If you enjoy Patrick Stewart, he alone makes this movie cute.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, I can't say it enough. The young Merlin is adorable. He also makes this movie worthwhile.
With that said, I think this will be the part where we wrap it up. So, stay tuned next month for our, of course, traditional Team Nova Pokemon Go Community Day video. I have no idea whether or not Trevor and I will be in it in any way this time, because that will be filmed the same weekend we'll be recording next month's review for Alita Battle Angel, or as I'm currently thinking of it, the review where Paula and I are both going, we have no idea what's going on.
I saw the trailer last night. I'm already there. So, yeah.
Yeah, so from that, that's pretty much our next month. Where can people find you online?
Depends on where you're looking. Instagram, it is Out of the Broom Closet HFX. Twitter, it's @OOTBroomCloset. Facebook, basically, if you look for Out of the Broom Closet in Halifax, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
Look for the little witch icon with the long scarf.
And if any of those are wrong, I'm just going to fix them with captions and post anyway.
Yeah.
So we're covered. And we can finally actually sign off. See everybody next time.
Bye.
As always, feel free to leave a comment, hit the like and subscribe buttons, drop us a line anytime you like.
My sugars are low. Don't ask me the hard questions.